Welcome to Unleashed and Uncorked, the unfiltered pet salon owner's wind down, where every conversation is uncorked and no topic is too hairy. I'm Kian, your companion in this cozy corner of the internet, designed exclusively for pet salon owners who are ready to shake off the fur-covered aprons and pour themselves a glass of authenticity. In this space, we swap tales from the grooming table, share the woes and wins of running a bustling salon, and explore everything from the latest in pet fashion to the secrets behind managing a thriving business. It's your go-to spot for real talk, hearty laughs, and a community that gets it. Whether you're here to unwind after a day of back-to-back appointments or looking for insider tips to elevate your salon game, you found your pack. Grab your beverage of choice, kick back, and get ready to uncork the world of pet grooming like never before. Welcome to Unleashed and Uncorked. Hey, y'all. Welcome to another episode of Unleashed and Uncorked, where it's the unfiltered pet salon owners wind down, as well as those aspiring to become pet salon owners. I'm your host, Kian, and I'm excited to share a glass of wine with you as I unwind down from the day. If those of you know this podcast, you know that I used to own my own business for 10 years in Austin, Texas, and it was called Classy Diva Pet Spa. That was my baby. You can look it up on Yelp. We have over 55 five-star reviews. That is my heart. And I still talk to some of those clients to this day because they became like family to me. And so I do know how to build a thriving business, and I do have experience in this, which is why I started this podcast. And what I'm doing right now is in New Orleans, and I'm working for this wonderful lady, helping her with her business. And it's just been amazing. And so that's where I'm at right now. And so I wanted to get into this knee pain of mine. Oh my goodness. So just a quick little update. I hurt my knee a few weeks back, and this knee pain is no fucking joke. And so tomorrow I go into the orthopedic surgeon, and they're going to tell me if I need surgery or not. And then I guess we'll discuss that in the podcast. Maybe I'll do a podcast series on it about how to be at work while you're going through injuries, or if you have an employee that's going to be going through injuries, how to deal with that. So I'll keep you guys updated on that. But for today, our topic is the art of the job interview. Let me tell you something about job interviews. I absolutely suck at them. I am not a good job interview person. And honestly, even when I was the person performing the job interviews and asking the questions, I have this tendency to just always assume the good in everyone. And as a pet salon owner, you know, you have to be very wary of the groomers that come in and apply to your job, because you don't want to fuck up the vibe in your shop. So just be more aware than what I was. Like, I'm here to tell you, like, you know, hey, I did this already. It didn't work out. Don't do it. And so don't be like I did and hired everyone because I thought they were nice, because I kind of got fucked over in the end plenty of times by going with that method. And I just want you to be more susceptible to if someone is lying. I want you to, you know, just everything. So we're going to deep dive into that today. So I'm kind of excited about that. So yesterday we talked about job listings. Today, now they applied, you called them up, they're ready for the job interview. Let's go. So real quickly, I would like to share a little story about a job interview that a friend of mine had, of a lady who came into her shop. And this lady, her resume was on point. Everything looked great, but she smelled like a bag of marijuana. Now, I don't care what you did at your house, that's on you. But if you're going for an interview, please be professional. Like, you know, like, be professional. And as a pet salon owner, like, you're interviewing these people, if they smell like a bag of weed, girl or guy, you need to turn them around. You know, interview them and just know that that's just not, you know, what you're looking for. Or maybe it is what you're looking for. I don't know, but I like discreet. I like discreetness. And if you're running a very popular salon, you don't know what your clients like, you should most likely want to be run it discreetly as well. And so this girl came in smelling like a bag of weed. And my friend, the salon owner, asked them straight up, "Hey, do you smoke marijuana?" And they made up this elaborate lie about how there was a roach or a joint in their pocket from this is their roommate's jacket and they don't smoke. And it was just a lot of hoo-ha. So that was a weird story. So this is why we are talking about the art of the job interview. I mean, you have to really be prepared. Even before the interview, you need to have a list of questions set out. You know, so you don't get tongue-tied or you don't forget to ask the important questions, because what you want to do is you want to ask certain questions that can gauge their personality. You want to ask certain questions that gauge how well they know how to groom, their skill level. You want to ask certain questions that let you see a little bit inside of them without them knowing. And you want to look at like what time, you know, did they come in? Did they come in on time? Did they come in late? Did they come in early? Because that's how they're going to be when they show up for a job. I had a girl that I called for an interview, and the first time she showed up late, and I said, I'm working a busy grooming salon. I told her, I said, "Hey, listen, I am busy grooming now. You're going to have to reschedule because I had you down for a certain time when I didn't have any clients and now I have clients." And so she said, okay. She showed up the second time late. And I told her, I said, "Listen, girl, I said, I'm really sorry, but I cannot have people who show up late to interviews because now you're letting me know that you're going to show up late to work. And I cannot allow that work ethics." And she started crying. And after she left, I felt bad. But then at the end of the day, I was like, you know what? I'm running a business. I'm running a very busy grooming salon. And I kind of need my workers to show up on time. And if she's showing up late twice to an interview, you already know that she's going to show up late to work. So I want to invite you to think about like your most memorable job interviews. Like, what stood out? What didn't stand out? Like, what was a complete no-no? Like, you need to write like a pros and cons list, like, to these interviews, because you're going to automatically know if you want to hire someone by what they say, how they act, how they appear to be, their demeanor, how they answer the questions, how they show up, and everything. But another thing that I recommend is giving a technical exam as well. Because even after the interview and you like that person, what you want to do is also give a technical exam. Because you can ask someone if they know how to groom all breeds, and they may not know how to groom all breeds. They may know how to groom a shaved down Shih Tzu, and that's it. And that's fine. But if you're looking for an all breed groomer, then that's just not who you want to go with. And so it should be a two-part interview. The first interview is oral, and the second part is technical. And so just keep that in mind, because this is your business. You want it to succeed. You want it to be great. And you want the best people working for your company so it can continue to grow. So just real fast, I really like Indeed's aptitude test on dog grooming. It's really cute and adorable. It at least gets them through the first stage of, hey, I do know about dog grooming. Because if a person doesn't know about dog grooming, the questions that they ask on Indeed, they would completely fail. And so I do like that. As well as like the first interview, maybe you could conduct a virtual interview. You know, like people are doing things like that now. So you might want to, you know, fit that into your schedule. Like, that might be easier. And also, throw in some culture fit questions. Like when you craft out your agenda, your interview agenda, throw in some culture fit questions. You want to see if this person is going to vibe with your team. Like I always say, dog groomers are fucking weird. You want to make sure that this person is going to vibe with your team for the long haul, because a group of grumpy fucking groomers in a small room is shitty. And that's all I'm going to say. Like, if you haven't ever experienced it, thank God. If you have experienced it, then you know what the fuck I'm talking about. And so let's quickly go into a few tips about acing, you know, the job interview to hire somebody. Let's go into that. So my first tip is preparation is key. I mean, outline and prepare your interview questions. I mean, you have to, you know, you want to prepare for the interview from both sides of the table. You want to know what you're going to ask them. And then you want to kind of formulate what you think that they might ask you, you know, because some groomers, some people come into this interview on point and like they're asking you questions. So come prepared, like come to ask questions and come to answer questions. Tip number two, ask the right questions. Offer advice on crafting questions that reveal a candidate's true potential, work ethic, and fit with the salon's culture. Please, 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 I cannot stress this enough, because most small mom and pop grooming salons are maybe 3 to 4 groomers. And so it's a small environment. You do not want to fuck that up. I mean, one person can be the cancer in the whole group. Like I said, I've had this happen before. It was absolutely awful. I was, you know, going to the salon and I was in my car crying every day. Like, that is just not a way to go to work. Tip number three, listening over talking. Stress the importance of active listening during interviews to truly understand the candidate's responses and underlying motivations. You want to be able to really listen. Ask your question and get quiet as a fucking mouse. Just get quiet. Ask your question and just sit there. That's it. That's all you have to do. They're going to say everything that you need to know. They're going to say everything that you need to hear. Tip number four, follow up etiquette. Discuss how and when to follow up with your candidates post-interview to maintain professionalism and respect throughout the process. So even when I did not hire a person, I always contacted them and I say, listen, I'm sorry, you know, you weren't a good fit for the job, but I'll keep I'll keep the application on file for 6 more months. In case an opening comes up again, and I'll contact you again for a new interview and see if we're fit then. So keep like follow up with etiquette. I mean, that's just professional. A lot of people don't do that. You know, a lot of people, you know, leave you hanging, like they ghost you, which is kind of weird, because like you want to be professional. You want to show up the correct way. And so don't ghost your candidate. And so now we're winding down to questions from the glass. So I got a listener that asked for advice on how to calm nerves before conducting their first interview as a new salon owner. Well, I can't tell you to drink a glass of wine because you shouldn't be drinking at work. But to be more serious, before you conduct your first interview, if you listen to the podcast, what you're going to do is you're going to already have the setup. You're going to have your interview questions set up. You're going to have the, like, what kind of technical exam you want set up and the dogs that's going to come in for that. You know, you're going to have the set up to a T. And if you, you know, followed the first segment, which was job listings, then the right applicants are going to be 100% applying to your job ad. So do not be nervous. You know, you're going to calm your nerves with preparation. And that's how you're going to do that. So another question, let's see. So yeah, so another person inquires about red flags to watch for during an interview that might indicate a candidate isn't a good fit. Well, for me, definitely punctuality. If you show up late for an interview, I am a big stickler on time. I run my business by appointments only. So even though I work for this awesome freaking lady in New Orleans, I do still do business on the side, and everything is by appointment. And if you are late for an interview, then guess what? I'm sorry, not sorry. You cannot work for me. You know, and so that's definitely a red flag. And other red flags to watch out for is how they talk to you. Like if they're able to easily build rapport with you. Because if they can't build rapport with you, then how are they going to build rapport with a client? How are they going to be able to talk to a client? Then I know a lot of groomers don't like to talk to clients, but guess what? It's a part of our job. Those clients are paying your paycheck. They're paying bills, you know? And so you just want to like pay attention to little things. It's going to be little things that stand out with groomers, not big things. It's going to be those little nuances that you really got to pay attention to. And so let's see. Another question is, a seasoned salon owner seeks tips on innovating their interview process to make it more engaging and revealing of a candidate's character and skills. Well, like I said earlier, definitely the technical. You have to do the technical where they come into the salon for a day. I recommend something easy, a Shih Tzu, short cut, round face. See if they know how to do at least that. Then move up to a Schnauzer, a Poodle, and a Cocker Spaniel. All in one day, that's four dogs. You can see how their time management. You can see how they cut on four different hairstyles. Excuse me. You can see how they cut on four different hairstyles. And, you know, you can go from there. And so that's going to make it more innovative. Like these bigger salons, like these box companies, like they do stuff like that. But these smaller companies, we can start incorporating a few of those techniques because it's going to really help you in the long run. And let's see. Oh, address a question about the legality of ethics of certain interview questions and practices in the grooming industry. Okay, so yeah. So nowadays, when I first interview someone, I do ask for their pronouns because you never know, you know, what if it's he, she, they, them, or theirs. You just never know. And so you want to be respectful. And so that is legal to ask for their pronouns. And you want to, you know, do some research and look it up. Like, look up what you can ask professionally in an interview if that's not going to fit in with the culture of your salon and how you want to run your salon. So you want to be legal when it comes to stuff like that. And so unless you have some questions for me to answer by DM, which you can DM me on Instagram at groomer_burnout_rescue.com. You can hit me up. I'm sorry, not .com. This is me, .com. I'm thinking about my website. groomer_burnout_rescue is our Instagram handle. DM me if you have any questions about this. And if you want me to go over some interview questions that you have, I will be happy to. But this brings us to, you know, the end of our segment about the art of the job interview. And I can't wait to talk with you tomorrow where we dive into some other juicy details about, see, this is the hiring and retention week. So we're going to get into the nitty gritty of all this. And so you're going to be prepared to pull from posting your job listing to having somebody in your salon. You're going to be ready. So until next time, pet salon owners, I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye. Yeah. And just like that, it's time to put the cork back in the bottle as we wrap up another episode of Unleashed and Uncorked, the unfiltered pet salon owner's wind down. Once again, I'm Kian, and it's been an absolute pleasure sharing this time with you, diving into the nitty gritty of pet salon ownership, and of course, uncorking a few truths along the way.
As always, I like to share that we do have a groomers retreat network where us groomers travel and get out the salon to avoid burnout. So if you would like to know more information about that, shoot us a DM on Instagram at groomer_burnout_rescue. Remember, this is your community, so we want to hear from you. Got a story to share, a question to ask, or simply need to vent about a day gone hairy? Reach out through our socials or drop us an email. And if you found a little solace or a helpful tip in today's conversation, consider following or subscribing to our podcast on your favorite platform. Until next time, keep those tails wagging, spirits high, and remember, in the world of pet grooming, it's perfectly fine to let your hair down once in a while. Farewell from Unleashed and Uncorked, where the stories are real and the wine is always poured freely. Cheers.